Welcome to Automated IT Tech Talk, where we explore the cutting-edge technologies and trends revolutionizing the manufacturing industry. I'm Travis Seltzer, your host, and today we're diving into the world of smart manufacturing and automation. Our podcast is dedicated to uncovering the transformative power of Industry 4.0, where smart manufacturing meets innovation. Join us as we engage with industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators who are shaping the future of manufacturing. From IoT and AI to robotics and data analytics, we cover it all to help you stay ahead in this ever-evolving landscape. Subscribe now and be part of the conversation as we unlock the potential of automation and drive the future of manufacturing forward. Today, we're excited to have Fred Silha with Plex by Rockwell Automation. Fred is a leading expert in industrial automation and the keynote speaker for our upcoming event at the Springfield, Missouri Underground, hosted by Automate IT, Bluebird Network, and Rockwell Automation. Fred will give us a sneak peek into his keynote on Plex by Rockwell Automation and discuss how Plex by Rockwell Automation is shaping the future of the industry. It's great to have you with us, Fred.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Travis.
I appreciate you being here. So tell us about yourself and what you do for Plex by Rockwell Automation.
So Plex as a company is a division of Rockwell Automation. We are the cloud manufacturing software division of Rockwell. And my role is to engage with manufacturers across the country and introduce the product. And, you know, the kind of problems that we solve for most typically are kind of the transition from paper workflows to more automated processes. There's a lot of focus on quality right now, right? A lot of our manufacturing customers are telling us that their customers are demanding higher levels of quality. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of work in helping people automate and streamline their quality processes and basically just get a better handle on their business from one side of their building where they're receiving raw goods all the way through to where they're shipping their finished goods out.
Okay, makes sense. So pretty broad for sure.
Absolutely.
However, Plex was just brought into the Rockwell fold, is that right?
Yeah, it's actually kind of an interesting origin story. Plex actually began life not as a software company, but as a manufacturer ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. We started life in the mid-1990s as Michigan Screw Products. So we were making fasteners for the big three auto manufacturers outside of Detroit, a little town called Troy, Michigan.
Okay.
And we built what's now known as Plex for our own goods, our own needs, our quality needs, our warehouse needs. And we built it as a team. And it worked tremendously well for us.
Uh-huh.
And it caught the attention of some other folks outside of our industry. And we were able to license that software to them and operated independently until about 3 years ago, building up a huge user base, a lot of fans, a lot of loyal customers. And that's when Rockwell, who at the time was looking for a cloud solution to complement some of their on-premise products, came to us and said, wow, this is a company that we want to have as part of our family.
Yep.
So now we've been part of Rockwell for about 3 years.
Awesome. I love stories about necessity being the mother of all invention,
mm-hmm.
right? So yeah. Along the way, when you said it was Michigan Screw, is that right?
Michigan Screw Products.
Okay. So at some point they said, we need something to do things better in our facility.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what it was is that, you know, at the time in the mid-1990s, manufacturing software wasn't really a thing yet, right? You had some of the big category killer ERP systems, you know, the Oracles and the Microsofts playing there, but they kind of lost their footing once they walked back through the front office into the production floor.
Right. This is foreign. Yeah.
They didn't speak manufacturing, didn't understand the needs of manufacturers. So we kind of came from it from the bottom up, right? Where
mm-hmm.
we were struggling on the production floor to solve for some of these problems. And we interviewed some of those same names and we're like, these guys don't know our business.
Yeah.
So
speaking different languages, right?
Literally speaking different languages. And so we did arguably the toughest thing that a manufacturer can do. And that is we built our own software and boy, it's paid dividends. We spun it off as its own business and it's developed from being just a manufacturing software suite to something larger now.
Mm-hmm.
We now have an ERP layer on top of that. So so many of our customers came to us and saying, you're doing great things to help us understand what's happening on the production floor. Can you help us take that same data and surface it up to our front office to help us with quote creation and accounting and finance and some of those other things? And so over that period of about 20 some odd years, we've created a, I guess what's called a full stack solution now, right?
Absolutely.
So front office capabilities, generically called an ERP layer, mm-hmm. but really our focus and our expertise comes to what's happening on the shop floor and all those manufacturing moments that happen that create value between one end of the building and the other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we've got an event coming up. That's one of the reasons you're here with us to talk more about that.
We're excited.
We don't want to spoil it on this podcast by any means. So, but if you were to, you know, tell me about how Plex is driving, and it's a buzzword, driving industry 4.0.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a buzzword. That and digital transformation are two of my words I hear. And I'm excited that the words exist because they do describe a thing, but the downside of both of those terms is that they become relatively generic, right?
Right.
And not without meaning, but so vague as to not really describe what they're all about. Inside of both those terms, those umbrella terms, is a variety of things from, you know, automation through, you know, all kinds of subcategories, right? So it's funny. I'm not a big buzzword fan, but as I talk to manufacturers and I talk to dozens every week, hundreds every year, they really tell me that what industry 4.0 means to them in practical terms kind of boils down to two things. It's the fact that they want to be able to take currently manual processes, you know, the classic clipboard with paper on it,
right,
the Excel worksheet, post-it notes, institutional knowledge, right, and be able to put that in a form where it's digitized, mm-hmm. and that way it's captured, right?
Right.
But they also want to be able to bring more accountability and process enforcement to the production floor. All those manufacturing moments that I described a moment ago, each one of those things creates value.
Absolutely.
Each one of those things is important, knowing who did them, when they did them, right? What the final outcome was. And right now, all that's really done on a purely manual basis. So being able to bring that accountability, that process enforcement, making best practice the only practice,
right,
if I can put a term to it, that's what they want to do using digital, you know, transformation as that launching step.
Absolutely. In just like what you've talked about, that visualization, right?
Sure.
And you know, and you kind of corrected me earlier, and I loved it, because we're always talking about data. What's the data telling us? What's this? What is Plex's view on all this data coming in? What is Plex trying to do with it?
Well, I think data is a reality, and it has been a reality in a long time. We have so many of our customers that have invested tens of millions of dollars in the most sophisticated equipment on their shop floor to help automate process, and that's mm-hmm. a good thing. And so they're getting a lot of data signal off of those pieces of equipment. In fact, it's too much. They've got the biggest problem they have, and this is great for the underground, it's data storage.
Right.
Right? Do you do with all this data? And similar on the production floor, as we are able to capture all this real-time data about what's happening in real time on the shop floor, that's got to live somewhere. But data by itself doesn't help anybody.
Right.
You've got to turn data into insight. You know, I hear it again and again. It's like, if I would have known that was happening yesterday, I could have done something about it back then.
Absolutely. Right?
I could have caught it early before an issue became a huge problem. But unfortunately, I found about it today.
Yep.
You know, not when it happened. So it's kind of like driving a car using just your rearview mirror.
So it's kind of taking hindsight and becoming insight, right?
Right. I'll borrow that term.
Absolutely. That's great. Please do.
But that's exactly what it is. They want to make it actionable. You know, and the way you do that is you visualize it. You display it not in the form of data, but the form of, for instance, a visual production floor, right? Where someone's saying, you know, my biggest problem is I want to know where bottlenecks are, mm-hmm. right? Or I want to know which one of my machines is in what state, whether it be uptime, whether it be a setup or a changeover, or whether there's a problem issue, right? I want to be able to see that visually. And that's what Plex does. We help take that data, which is in some case always existed, but bring it forward and service it in a way that where people can see it, understand it, and take action on it immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of liken that to old school whiteboarding, right?
Oh boy. Yep.
As soon as I started having professors and teachers visualizing what I needed to learn, mm-hmm. it became so much easier.
Absolutely.
And so once again, in your example of the bottleneck scenario. We know we have a bottleneck, but what's causing it?
Right.
And being able to visualize that is so paramount. So, you know, what are some of the biggest impacts that you've seen Plex have on businesses once Plex has been implemented in their facility?
Yeah, it's of course, you know, your mileage may vary, right? But we, you know, have over 900 customers and we operate in over 3,600 facilities globally. So we've got a pretty big database to look back at.
For sure.
And say, you know, what has been our real world impact? Mm-hmm. Some of that we do through benchmarking, right? Saying where our customer is compared to a peer set. But the next step of that is, okay, here's where you are, Mr. Prospect or Mr. Customer, and here's the impact that Plex has had over this period of time. Traditionally, in key metrics like scrap and rework, we're able to see reductions in scrap and rework between 24 and 36%. Full-time equivalent production, right? So how much quality production are you getting out of each one of your employees on average as compared to your total revenue output? We're seeing that increase between 18 and 24%.
Wow.
So these aren't small numbers, right?
No.
And the reason why that happens is because we are measuring and monitoring and paying attention to all those things that happen on the production floor. We're taking all that information out of being anecdotal, right? The kind of stuff you hear around the water cooler or the ice break saying, hey, you know what happened this morning, you know, over on that press? We're bringing it in real time so people can actually do something about it. You mentioned visualization before, and I want to make a pretty important color commentary to that. This isn't just about the front office, right?
Right.
Yes, you want to make, you know, that's where the strategic decisions are made, but there's a lot of decisions that are made on the production floor, right?
Every day.
And to have that same level of visualization given to your team members, your workforce at operational level, so they know where they stand against production goals at any given time. They know what their defect rate is. They know, you know, how many cycles or how many parts they're producing against goal. That's important.
Very much so.
People kind of view that almost in a negative sense, saying, well, that level of accountability scares people. I'm here to say that when people know where they are against their goal, then you see really good employees shine. And you see people that perhaps they need more training or need more help along the line. They're identified as well.
Yeah.
So we love bringing that that information, that insight back to your frontline workers as well.
And I think not only is knowledge power, but it's empowerment.
Absolutely.
And being able to empower every person on that plant floor to see where we're at versus goal in a real time scenario. Mm-hmm. Just in that same example that you're talking about is huge.
Yeah. Especially in this labor environment. Good people are hard to find and they're even harder to retain.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are involved in the process, when they understand the impact that they're making on the business during their shift, that empowers them, like you said. It also gives them a reason to lean forward in their job and ask questions and develop more professionally. So, even though the easiest way to view Plex is being a front office tool that helps senior leadership understand the impact of the decisions they're able to make in real time, it's also a really powerful motivational tool for team members you have to feel more ownership about what they produce.
Absolutely. And, you know, something we talked about off camera, the next generation coming in to work in these factories, these manufacturing facilities, you know, when they're coming out of school and having all this technical expertise, are they going to want to work for a manufacturer that's still running off of 1985's DOS program?
Right.
Or are they going to want something that's a little bit more technology forward?
Right.
And so attracting the next generation coming into these factories, I can only imagine that Plex is super attractive for that as well.
Absolutely. In fact, we hear a lot of that. And again, this is not something that's documented, but anecdotally, it comes back to us almost weekly saying the first stop we make when we're serious about a potential candidate is we bring them back and we show them Plex.
Absolutely.
Right? And they're like, wow, this is really cool. This isn't my dad's production facility.
Right.
This isn't clipboards and you know, Sharpie markers.
Right.
This is a cool place to work. This is a technology forward work environment.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the questions we always like to ask folks that we get to talk to, you know, it's a question you probably heard 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a crystal ball in front of us.
Okay.
Lots of stuff happening in technology all around us, and it's, you know, technology just seems like it's speeding up. where do you see Plex affecting the manufacturing industry in the next 36 months, 5 years?
Okay. Well, I think it's important to take a step back and say, who owns us, right? Mm-hmm. Rockwell owns us.
Yeah.
And so many of our competitors, peers and competitors, are owned by venture capital companies or private equity firms. We are blessed and lucky to be owned by a founding father in American manufacturing.
Very much so. I mean,
this is a 150-year-old company. You can't swing a stick and not hit a piece of Allen Bradley equipment at most, most facilities I'm exposed to. And of course, with partners like SMC and Automate It, we definitely have a very good understanding of all the things that that can bring automation to the surface and create value. So that feels good as a as kind of the place to start. To answer your question more directly, like a lot of companies, a lot of manufacturing software companies, really focused on AI as well. Mm-hmm. But take a step back, because when you say AI, a lot of people kind of cringe, right?
Right.
It's, and I think that cringe aspect is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
because fundamentally, Rockwell and Plex is taking a bit of a contrarian view of AI.
Okay.
The simple reason that AI is early days. And I think 5 years from now, you're going to be able to look back, and I think the road of manufacturing is going to be littered with companies that brought on AI too quickly before they really understood its impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot to be said about a discipline in adopting AI. And that's how we're looking at it, as a disciplined approach. AI is good at some things. It's not good at others. It's not a cure-all. It's not the magic bullet for manufacturing. It's powerful, and we respect its power. But at the same time, we're trying to find ways where we can take AI and bake it into Plex at the right place at the right time, where it doesn't present risk. Mm-hmm. Because I think AI in general, at least at this state in its development, is represents just as much risk as it does opportunity, right?
Very much
so. Think about that for a second. So where can we take AI and machine learning and apply it in Plex? A couple of ways we're doing it right now, and we'll be doing it more in the next few months, is root cause analysis, right? With the amount of information coming off equipment, that's just reams and reams of data that it's really, really tough for a human to analyze.
For sure.
But when you're able to put that project in front of AI and the algorithmic way they approach that problem, then root cause analysis becomes a lot easier. So you're able to identify issues earlier and get ahead of some problems before they became major downtime events. Another thing I'm excited about that I just learned about last week was the concept of digital check sheets. So you're going to have a quality check at operation 30, operation 60, and at final inspection, right?
Right.
What if at operation 20 or 30, when that first digital check sheet is issued onto the floor, we're able to make that adaptable based on quality issues we're seeing downstream.
Okay.
So if we're saying, hey, listen, we're seeing some a finish issue with this particular part, mm-hmm. right? Then maybe we make that a bigger part of the digital check sheet, and humans don't have to do that. The AI can actually automatically update the check sheet to focus on the issues that are emerging on the quality side. It's really exciting stuff.
Absolutely.
But again, it's being presented in a way where it plays to AI's strengths, but it doesn't let the dog off the leash, because there's a lot of negative business impact if AI isn't treated with a certain amount of guardrails, right?
Yeah,
so
you bet.
That's how we're viewing it.
And once again, taking that AI and being able to utilize your human workforce in the most efficient way possible,
right,
instead of somebody sitting there literally checking a box.
Right.
Let the technology do it for you.
Absolutely.
Love it.
So that's another example. And obviously, there's a lot of other ways we're considering it too. Guided work instructions, that's wonderful. Whereas AI can look at how an individual worker is handling a project or is historically treated a part, and be able to make corrections in real time to a training module, right, and recommend certain training based on the behaviors and results that they're creating on the shop floor. This is another great case study, or use case, I should say, for AI that allows it to be used without having too much outside business impact if something goes wrong.
Absolutely. Well, Fred, I could sit here and we could chop it up for hours. This is so interesting.
And we will.
So once again, we don't want to give away the farm. So You know, like I said before, we are going to talk so much more about this. So don't want to give away the farm, like I said. So to hear more from Fred on focusing on how Plex by Rockwell Automation is transforming smart manufacturing, as well as joining other manufacturing leaders and executives, you'll want to join us at the 2024 Automate IT Manufacturing Executive Happy Hour, hosted by Automate IT, Bluebird Network, and Rockwell Automation. This exclusive event gathers top industry leaders to explore the future of manufacturing. Attendees will also have the opportunity to tour Bluebird Network's underground data center. So cool, guys. So cool. And it's definitely not something that the majority of the public gets to do. Can't understate that enough. As well as, we're also going to be treating all of our guests that do register to a whiskey tasting by Brian Warren from Whiskey Tango, as well as appetizers from the incomparable Split Social Kitchen. So bound to be not only a great fun event, but it is going to be extremely informative. So it is being held on October 15th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Bluebird Network in the Springfield, Missouri Underground. Guys, I'm going to say this probably at least three more times. Spots are limited. So register now to secure your spot. You're going to go to automateit.net. That's AUTOMATEIT.net, and click on the events tab at the top of the page to register. So Fred, do you have any other final thoughts for us today?
No, I think probably I'm looking forward to the event because every manufacturer is at a different stage of adoption. And there's one thing that I'm always really careful about is not to overwhelm. You know, take first steps early. You know, just get out of the gates, little bite-sized pieces. And eventually you'll get to a larger goal, but I'm excited about opening dialogue with some of the folks at the event about where they are in their journey, and some of the ways that we're able to create, you know, really meaningful business outcomes when we're able to integrate into those systems.
Absolutely. Well, Fred, thank you for joining us today, sharing your insights, and we look forward to your keynote at the 2024 Executive Happy Hour. And to listeners, thank you for tuning in. And if you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and share it with your team and network. So remember, spots at the 2024 Automate IT Executive Happy Hour are limited. So make sure you register now, and you don't want to miss this opportunity. So once again, register by going to automateit.net. At the top of the page, you'll have your events tab. Go ahead and click on that events tab and register. And as always, you can find us on LinkedIn under Automate IT. And you can also find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify under the Automate IT Tech Talk. So all those you can use to stay up to date on our upcoming events, our latest podcasts, and industry updates. So, you know, once again, thank you. And thank you to everybody watching and listening. And keep pushing the boundaries of innovation.